The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with the assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Community Conversations, where curiosity meets community. I'm Delina, and this is the space where we connect with the people, projects, and ideas shaping our region. The countdown to the Nelson Arts Festival has begun. While the full program is still to come, a selection of shows has just been released as part of the festival's presale, giving audiences an exciting first look at what's in store this October. Today, I'm joined by Janelle Bish, Artistic Director of the Nelson Arts Festival, to give us a little sneak peek at this year's program and what's still to come. Welcome, Janelle.
Kia ora, Delina. Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you for being here. So this will be my first Nelson Arts Festival experience.
Exciting.
So for someone like me who's not been there before, what can I expect?
Well, for me, this is my second festival in Nelson as the Artistic Director. And what I know this far is that it's a very vibrant and very full 11 days of multidisciplinary arts experiences. So we span a huge array of genres. We have a huge array of national professional performers, and then we have a very exciting literary program, a visual arts program. We've got kind of something for everyone in the mix.
Wonderful. And the first release of tickets has just gone on sale. So can you tell us a little bit about the sneak peek and what audiences can look forward to?
Absolutely. So this is the first time we've done this in a long while, but we were very fortunate this year to be supported by the New Zealand government's Event Boost Fund, which has meant that we've been able to bring over a quite significant international circus show. So we've got Machine de Cirque on sale. This is a very renowned circus company from Quebec. It's Quebec City in Canada. And it's a very high-energy circus. We've got five performers and then a percussionist, and it's these six people that are alone in the world, and they have to use their bodies to devise a brand-new machine to rescue themselves from obscurity, basically. It's really comedic. There's incredible circus athleticism in it. So we're doing that at Trafalgar Centre, and it's been on sale for a week, and already the tickets are really flying out the door. So it's such a great offer for Nelson to have a really large scale show.
I can see why. I saw some videos of it and I was just like, my mouth dropped. Aww. And it looked so entertaining, just the video. So you can imagine being there live and just holding your breath when they do, you know, the acrobatics. But it also seemed very like engaging and story driven still and in a really interesting way.
Yeah, I think there's a very unique narrative running through it. And yes, like you say, a really family friendly experience, an intergenerational experience. So I know that, you know, my partner's grandson's going to love it as much as he is, which is really exciting.
It is. So the Nelson Arts Festival has a reputation for offering something for everyone, as you just said. Can you give us a little taste of the variety people can expect this year?
Yes. I mean, I can't go into too much detail until we launch, obviously, but we always make sure that we've got a really strong offering of music. We've got comedy. We've got some incredible theatre pieces that we're presenting this year. We've got some community fun. We've got a very large scale activation that will do a city takeover. There's lots that we are very excited to release. I'm just nervous to say too much.
Oh, I can't wait. The suspense. Good job.
It's also, I think, important to note that this year, probably more so than in recent times, we've got a really strong offering of free events. So still ticketed, you still go through a registration process, but that secures you a free ticket to some of our content, which is really cool.
Wonderful. And so putting together a festival like this, that must be a huge undertaking. What goes into creating a program that appeals to so many different audiences and the team that it must take to put something like this on?
Yeah, so there is a team of us. We've got our general manager, Ruth Roebuck, and Ruth kind of oversees the project as a whole and is responsible for funding and contracts and all of those governance elements that are really fundamental to something of this scale. I look after our performing arts and visual arts content, and then my colleague Kerry Sunderland, who also has a show at Fresh FM.
She does.
She's our literary curator for our Puka Puka Talks program. So Kerry takes the lead and obviously spends 6 months of the year deep diving into books that are coming out both nationally and internationally, and takes her time to really start to weave that program together. That's a really big aspect of the festival, is that literary offering. And actually we're seeing really profoundly internationally that literary festivals are exploding. I think it's, you know, there's a real shift in how people can access stories. They don't necessarily have to hold and read a book anymore in order to absorb a story. So it's kind of meant that that industry and that audience space is blowing up. So we have, as part of our early release, also launched two of our really exciting Puka Puka Talks authors who are in the mix this year. So we've got Witi Ihamaira, who will be no stranger to audiences in Whakatū Nelson. It's his fifth time being part of the festival. And he's 82 years old, but is releasing 5 books this year. So he's a pretty busy guy. And we are featuring a kōrero with Witi about 2 of those on Friday the 23rd of October. So that is on sale. And then we've got another stellar offering in that lineup, Shehan Kurunatilaka, who's written a book called The 7 Moons of Mali Almeida, which won the Booker Prize in 2022. So a bit of a coup for Nelson Arts Festival to be able to present a Booker Prize winner. And he is on the same evening as Witi at NCMA. So those are both already on sale, which is a really exciting nod to what's to come, I think.
We're very excited about it. Beyond the performances themselves, what do you think the festival brings to Whakatū Nelson?
I think it is a real opportunity for the community to come together in that emergence out of winter and into spring and really celebrate the arts and creativity that I feel like is part of the DNA of this place, more so than anywhere I've had the privilege of working in Aotearoa. So I think we see engagement across so many different thoughts and ideas and forms in our festival, because there's a really dynamic audience here that's got so many interests and is really intelligent in how they approach our programs. So we try and meet that energy and that level of discernment, I guess.
Wow, that's quite an undertaking and exciting, you know, to
really
have
exciting.
That audience built in, as well as the inspiration to push you through that.
Totally. Yeah, it's a real privilege to be able to test new work as well in this community. And we have got a couple of premieres that we'll be bringing to Whakatū, which I know is going to be a really gentle and amazing space for those artists to work in because of that dynamic.
Of course. And yeah, it does. It helps the artist to be able to evolve and grow, but have that audience. It's an incredible opportunity for all of us then.
Totally. Yeah.
Amazing.
Exciting.
And when will the full program be released, and where can people find out more?
We've got our launch event happening on Wednesday, the 19th of August. So sort of later that night, it'll all be revealed online, fully on sale from the 20th of August. And then we kick into festival Thursday, the 22nd of October, and we'll run till the 1st of November.
So exciting. So before we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to share?
I think just in terms of following us, you can reach us on socials under Nelson Arts Festival, and then we've got our website, nelsonartsfestival.nz. So yes, if you haven't already signed up for the newsletter, please do. We're going to be sending out lots of pānui over the next few months in the lead up to our launch of our program.
Oh, perfect. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come down here and chat with us, as well as just all the time and effort that you all put into this. I know that it is rewarding for all of us, and I know it takes a lot of energy. And we are here at Fresh FM very grateful, and we are looking forward to being a part of it, and just really excited for this year.
Kia ora. We're also very grateful for Fresh FM's support of not just the festival, but also the artists that form part of it. So thank you for having us.
Of course. Well, thank you so much for joining us and giving us a sneak peek at what's to come. The Nelson Arts Festival returns this October, with pre-sale tickets available now and the full program to be released soon. Visit nelsonartsfestival.nz for tickets, updates, and everything you need to plan your festival experience. To hear more stories from around our region, you can listen to other Community Conversations episodes anytime at freshfm.co.nz under Community Conversations.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.co.nz, for our contact details.